And we're going to move to question three. And this time Aaron's going to go first, followed by Wynn. This question is about transportation. How best should the city of Manhattan provide for and fund public transportation? What improvements should be made to Manhattan's public transportation system? And why are these improvements necessary?
Hi, well, I had the privilege of being the chair for the ATA transportation, Flint Hills ATA, our buses, during this period of pandemic. So it's been a eye-opening experience of how essential it is for some people to utilize no matter what, and also to keep that going to get people to doctor's appointments or what they might need to do to stay healthy and stay alive. The city has multiple layers of plans. So there's the bike pedestrian plan that I think is part of this transportation issue. Walking and riding bikes is definitely a means of transportation that we need to improve on and find some dedicated ways to fund. And as we go through and tear up those sewers and replace them, we're also improving the infrastructure on top with better bike and pedestrian routes. The Attabus is something that's essential. It's really driving back. It's actually gave back over $100,000 last year to the city to use. So it's for the first time in a long time, Attabus was able to give back to local entities, and that shows that its return is there. It's essential and it's funded at a federal level.
Thank you, Aaron. Wynn, and then Caleb.
Yeah, basically the question's about ATA, and I've never thought that we should run a municipal bus service, but I'm quite happy with the evolution that's taken place and the way ATA is managed. Originally, years ago, I thought, well, we should just charge more fares, and that would take care of the funding issues. But the way the federal government operates, you get penalized for doing that, and it conflicts with your ability to get grants. I think the folks managing ATA have done a very good job of leveraging the local funds, and we're investing around $100,000 a year in that. And I think we're getting a great return. The only other improvement, and in fact, ATA is working with me on that, we're talking about maybe at least for the holidays, trying a shuttle service that would connect Blue Earth Plaza to Aggieville, and it would be free to generate more economic activity in the city and drive up what I'd like to see is a sales tax rate, so we can get away from property tax and earn more sales tax. So I think the city's support of ATA has been adequate, and the management of ATA has done a great job of leveraging that to bring in more grants and keep the system working. So I'm not sure it gets too much better than that. Thank you.
Thank you, Wynn. Caleb, and then Rich.
So my dad worked for Attabus and said often there was only one or two people on his bus for most of the routes he drove. Federally funded and efficiently ran generally don't go hand in hand. But I believe that Manhattan has done its part and has helped Attabus be successful. I think one of the things we need to look at as a city commission is that a need or a want? How is it being utilized? And then look at ways that we can more efficiently do that. I think one of the things we need to focus on is the walkability, the ability to ride bikes to and from locations in the city. We need to, when we're planning city operations and we're talking about strategic plans, look at the livability and how close it is to community resources, whether it be somewhere to shop and get your groceries or whether it be towards entertainment. If we increase the livability radius around areas where we also have entertainment or the necessities, then we lower the requirement or the need for transportation, especially city transportation or federally funded transportation, and we allow people to live closer to amenities, which is one of the things that will help Manhattan grow. Thank you.
Thank you, Caleb. Rich, then Marcus.
Thank you. I know that Attabus has evolved significantly since 2011 when I went on the city commission. We had, as a group, several pretty lively discussions about how to fund, not to fund. It has evolved significantly with federal funding because of the change in our population, our MSA, which allowed them to expand service quite significantly. There used to be two primary routes, and now they have significantly more, which evolved out of their initial on-demand service, which is still offered. And I think that's a critical element of what we have. We also have the effort to add bike paths, the walkability, and the bike paths and the walkability come down to a cost issue. You know, do we have the funds available to build that type of infrastructure? I think if we can, as we make improvements, those are things to look at. I also think that we continue to work with ATA to ensure that they have a viable funding mechanism through the federal government, which I believe is an outstanding way to keep this going. It is efficient. When I moved to Manhattan in 67, there was a municipal bus service, but it only ran to College Avenue, didn't go further west. It's one of the reasons that it failed. And I think Attabus does an adequate job, and I think it also can continue to improve. But I believe that right now we're at a good position with them to serve our community.
Thank you, Rich. Marcus, then John.
All right. So this is a really great question about transportation, and there's so many different things that come to mind when I think about that. So as for the Attabus is concerned, I see people using it all the time in my routes to and from work and different things around the city. And so I would just work to help support them the best that they can with whatever their needs are. I do think that there is capacity for increasing the popularity of using it by having like special shuttles be set up for like special events. So for example, I serve on the union governing board at K-State. And so for the K-State Student Union, for our Attabus, we set up a shuttle for it to go from the union to the football stadium. And so it's a great way for people to be able to park their car in the union parking garage and then easily get a lift to the stadium, just to help increase the foot traffic in the union and everything. And to my knowledge, we've been seeing some positive results, which is great. So that's on one end for the public transportation bus side. I also think that there's a capacity for more on-demand options that are more short-term or like rentals, if you will. So as a lot of us may have noticed, there's the Link scooters that are around town. And I think those are just so cool that you can just easily scan your info in to pay for it and then ride it for whatever distance you want to, but creating more of that on-demand experience so that people don't have to wait necessarily for public transportation to get from one place to another. So thank you.
Thank you, Marcus. John, and then Monica.
Okay, touch a little on what others said too, because I like what Caleb and Rich got into it a little bit on the walkability thing, which I think actually goes into the housing thing. If we can, as the students shift to a lot of the apartments and we open up those houses, they're closer in to where grocery stores are and things like that, which I think will help out. When you're looking at it, you've got those school routes, they're pretty much funded by the school, and then what you might call the economical routes, the routes everyone knows about. The ones that I think we need to look at is what I call the lack of service to demand routes. This is maybe where we have people that, we talk about food deserts and don't have ways to get to the grocery stores and things of that nature. That would be worth looking at. And then we do have to address the issue of only having one or two people on the bus and do some analytics on routes and bus occupancy, which I think ATA does do some of that. We do need to make sure we, keep up with the funding from the federal sources. We don't want to go crazy. I did a lot of research on this busing stuff, and a lot of communities got into really bad financial shape when they started taking on a lot of the funding and doing uneconomical routes. I'm a big supporter of what Wynn brought up about trying to get a shuttle between Blue Earth Plaza and Aggieville. I think that'll be, great for economic development, tourism. I'd be willing to, help fund some of that with EcoDevo, or even if we could use some recovery funds to make that happen as well.
Thank you, John. Monica, and then Usha.
Forgot to unmute. So one of the things, when moving into town, I know that the Attabus has been around and I know that they've been working on improving their routes. I found that it was difficult for my son when he was in school, if he wanted to actually take the Attabus after school to try and get to different activities. They didn't have a really good coverage at the time. I know they've been working on this, but I think, again, this is one of those things we're talking about. If there's only one or two people on a bus, then we should be looking at, how is that line utilized? When is it? What time is it best utilized? There's a lot of people that I see down on Casement who actually line up for the bus, but then it's not really well marked. I know we have the little signs. Some places actually have like actual bus stops and covers, but I think it would be nice to actually have a little bit better defined place to let it be visible that this is actually a bus stop. I think that would help with the not being visible in use. But also, I think that the city could do certain things in partnerships to try and, like Marcus was pointing out, with the university and trying to get people to ride for days on going to games. Maybe myself, living in Northview, which is known as a food desert, should actually get on the bus and try and go grocery shopping and see what the experience is like. And that way I can give proper feedback on, you know, what kind of things are still needed in my area.
Thank you. Usha, your go.
Yes, thank you. Yes, several people mentioned some of the same points, but I think one of the services Attabus provides, and we continue to try to partner with them and fund when we can, they work closely with Fort Riley, with Junction City, and with Manhattan. So there's a lot of people that go in and out utilizing that transportation. Green Apple Bikes has been very effective in our community. That's privately funded. But that also gave us a window to data that who was using it, how often they were using it, and what we need. So that's been still being studied, but it's been very effective in our community. The e-scooters that were mentioned was a great partnership with Kansas State University, and that just happened about 2 years now running, and we're collecting some of the revenue for that. But that's another mode. We try to increase density, our urban density in Aggieville. So we are within those walking parameters. So more people are walking to their destination and then walking back. Attabus has been instrumental when we had those fake Patty days, and they would use the bus so they can take students back and forth. You know, this population, we're more concerned about the environment. So we need to look at more, whether it's electronic cars, whatever it might be, charging stations and such. We just need to think differently. And public transportation is one of those key elements to reducing our environmental impact on our community and making it better for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Usha.